Okay, now there's an organisation, they are called the Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, and they put out their reports regularly, and this one here is called Risky Business. It's a new report. It says, get this, it says that on average 3.8 million Australians go beyond 4 standard drinks of alcohol a day. 4 standard drinks of alcohol a day. That's 3.8 million, twice the recommended health guidelines. And they say that a lot of these people are what are known as super consumers. The industry, the alcohol industry's best customers. So they've come out swinging today, claiming that the industry loves these customers, does nothing to stop them harming themselves. We'll hear more from what FAIR, as their acronym is, Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education, soon. Here's a bit of their teaser, if you like, into what this risky business is all about.
This summer, a dirty little secret revealed. Alcohol industry tactics exposed. 3.8 million Australians targeted and exploited.
We'll hear from FAIR a bit later on, but of course the Australian Hotels Association in Western Australia, they have a bit to say on this. Bradley Woods joins me right now. G'day, Bradley.
Good morning. How are you?
It's very dramatic. Have you got a dirty little secret?
Look, Gary, I mean, this is just typical of FAIR. I mean, every year they've got new and more dramatic sort of claims that they'll make. There is no dirty little secret. I mean, that's just offensive, the way in which this information has been presented and the way in which this whole data has been accumulated. I mean, they've based this whole report, this whole assumption, on some Nielsen research that came out of the US saying that 20% of generic consumers with the highest proportion of users of particular products. And this data was supposedly presented at an alcohol conference in New Zealand in 2014, and it wasn't even about alcohol consumption. It was about other consumer commodities and products. And they've then taken that information and extrapolated that across this data to try and suggest that we've got some sort of strategy to target what they call super consumers. The super consumers is a terminology used by Harvard Business that was presented in this Nielsen research. It's got nothing to do with the alcohol industry.
Are you saying that the figures that they've put out, and they put out some hard and fast ones, they say that Australians are drinking around 99 million litres of pure alcohol every year. That's another figure that they've included. Are you saying that's in relation to the United States?
The data that was presented at this conference in 2014 at a conference in Queenstown, which was to alcohol industry people, I wasn't there, I don't know who was there, was data that was from the United States, and it was about consumer consumption patterns of non-alcohol related products. So it was about motor vehicles, it was about other consumer products such as clothing, books, stationery. It was all sorts of, and I've spoken to the researchers yesterday, and they've told me black and white it had nothing to do with alcohol. And yet this data has been presented as if it's some sort of secret industry strategy. It's just appalling the way in which this information is being conveyed today. And this line that there's some dirty little secret, I think is just absolutely offensive.
They say that as part of their report that the industry promotes responsible drinking, but that's not enough, and that you should be targeting those that are the, well, in their words, the super consumers, or those people that regularly drink above and beyond the health limits.
Look, there's an accepted responsibility that the alcohol industry has, whether it's retailers in the food, restaurant, bar, hospitality, hotel sector, takeaway liquor, or whether it's in the manufacturing space, that there is no advantage, and in fact there's an absolute disadvantage, to encourage people to drink irresponsibly or consume irresponsibly. But appears what organisations in the health arena want us to do is to interrogate customers before we serve them, to ask them how many drinks they've had or they intend to have during the day, and then question whether we sell to them. I mean, this is just ludicrous behaviour. We don't live in a state where we have that type of activity or that intervention. It's like saying to someone who's about to buy a motor vehicle, do you intend to drive it responsibly or irresponsibly? Because if you're going to be irresponsible, I'm not going to sell you this motor vehicle. I mean, how on earth do we go about doing that? Yes, there's always going to be some people in the community that over-consume or over-imbibe in a whole range of products, and alcohol is one of them, and it is a product that needs to be sold and consumed responsibly. But this sort of long bow that FAIR and the health lobby are pursuing, which is ultimately aimed at trying to prevent us having any relationships with government. I mean, if you read this report, the ultimate recommendations are that they don't want the alcohol industry to have any influence or any connection in talking to members of parliament and government. That's the ultimate aim, that they want to have exclusive ownership of that space. And by suggesting this whole trumped-up approach to this Nielsen research, which, you know, I've spoken to the head of Nielsen who presented this data yesterday, and he's assured me it had nothing to do with alcohol, and they can't believe that this has been extrapolated into this report either.
Okay, well, that would be an out-and-out lie if they've managed to turn figures about other things going on in our lives into our alcohol use. That's what you're saying.
What they've done is they've taken that research, and they've also taken this other research that was undertaken of general views around alcohol, which was a part of a national survey. I don't know how many thousand people it was undertaken of, to ask them how many drinks that they consumed on average per day. And then they've taken those in the highest percentage that are drinking the highest number, the top 20% of those people that suggest that they drink X number of drinks per day, and link the two together to suggest that there's some sort of evil strategy by the alcohol industry. I can assure you, Gary, absolutely, that we are not interested in pursuing or promoting or marketing to regular consumers to make them alcoholics. That is absolutely the opposite of what we would want. It doesn't make any sense at all.
And you think that's is that the allegation that's being put here? They talk about risky drinkers. You say that they're talking about alcoholics, are they? If you're talking someone who drinks four standard drinks of alcohol a day or more than, they're not an alcoholic, are they, or are they?
No. I mean, this is where this debate's heading, Gary. I mean, the debate is heading to the point where anyone who is perceived to be drinking more than two standard drinks a day, which is the new National Health and Medical Research Council guidelines that came out a few years ago. And you remember it used to be four, which was an average, but now it's two. The argument here is that anyone who's drinking more than two standard drinks a day is in somehow, an irresponsible drinker and is excessively imbibing. And obviously, this suits certain lobbying organisations in the public health space, because it then provides for them a platform to which to argue for more greater public funding and, of course, taxpayer funding for their own causes. Now, what underpins all of this is we've got to revert back to the truth. And the truth is that research from the United States was not of Australia. It was not of alcohol consumers. It was not of alcohol marketing and promotion, but it was about a whole range of generic consumer products. But yes, it was discussed, and a presenter did present it from Nielsen Research at an alcohol conference in New Zealand in 2014.
All right, Bradley, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks, Gary. Cheers.